So it's good to be back with you all. Chris and I and the girls were in Georgia last week. And we were in Morganton, Georgia. I thought it was Morgantown, Georgia, like West Virginia, but it's not. It's Morganton. Johnsville's big compared to Morganton. I think it's like two houses. And they said, our sister-in-law sent a message out and said, hey, don't panic when you get here. It's a one-lane road. She was not kidding. It was asphalted for about 15 feet, and then it turned into gravel, and it went up into a mountain and around the hill, and evidently they've gotten some rain, or their State Department doesn't worry about it because there was rivers going through the road. Not rivers, it was dry, but where it had washed out. And I rented a minivan to get from Atlanta to Morganton for the wedding, and the minivan was full. You know, I kid a lot about packing and luggage, and I have three daughters, as you know. Only one of my daughters was with us in the original trip from the airport. And she was impressed because her suitcase only weighed 38 pounds. She was excited. You know, I packed in a suitcase about the size of this Bible, enough clothes for 4 days. Morgan had a suitcase about the size of Doug's guitar case, but about this wide for 4 days. But then we got to Chris's mom and dad. And I'm going to be nice, but I think they packed enough stuff for like 3 months. And Dan's suitcase, which shocks me, weighed about 68 pounds. I had to have three people lift it into the van. I'm exaggerating a little. But it was a great trip. We got to see our nephews that we hardly ever see. One lives in Utah, and Carson lives in Alabama, Georgia. He is stationed at a base down there. He's an Army Ranger. And his new wife, Emily, is a traveling nurse. So they're great kids. They're getting on with their life. But it was a really cool trip. Thank you for your prayers for traveling safety. And, man, we are glad to be back in Ohio. We didn't want to leave Georgia because it was pretty. And the lodge where they got married, they did kind of like a destination wedding, I guess. But this lodge, I don't know if any of you have seen the series Yellowstone, but that's all I could think of when I walked up to this lodge. I mean, it was beautiful. The inside was beautiful. All. But it was really a cool trip. But I was glad to get back in Columbus Airport because it is little. Atlanta, that airport is ridiculous. And Dan is 71 or 72 and had both knees replaced and hips replaced. And we had to go from the terminal, get on a tram, to go two trams to go pick up our luggage, and then get on another tram to go to a Skyway tram to go to the rental agency to pick up the car. It was just a lot of hustle and bustle. And that place is huge. I mean, and we flew out of the C wing of the airport. 27 gates in the C. It's crazy. So be thankful if you ever fly out of Columbus or Cleveland, you only got to deal with 15 or 20 gates total. That is nuts. But it is what it is. We had a great time. Hey, today we're going to talk about a word that I'm not sure we always understand. You know, we know that we don't earn our salvation. It's by God's mercy and grace. And today we're going to focus on grace. And the definition for grace that Webster uses is okay. There's two. There's a noun. We don't need the noun. It doesn't apply to us. But the verb is to do honor or credit to someone or something by one's presence. Nope, that's not the one we want either. Well, yeah, but that's the one it gives me, okay? But then I type in biblical definition of grace, and that's where I want it to be. Grace is the basis for the Christian faith. We believe we are saved by faith through grace. God's grace is usually defined as undeserved favor. Grace cannot be earned. It is something that is freely given. We count on God's grace in the bridge He built in our relationship with Him. So that's pretty cool. The scripture we're going to use today is Ephesians chapter 2. And I have to learn grace because I'm not very good at giving grace. I like when I get people's grace, but I'm not very good at just giving grace. God works on me because He puts me in positions. I need to show people a little bit of His grace, and I don't always do that. And that hits me on the head, and I think, gosh, where would I be if God hadn't shown me His grace? And we know that the greatest gift of all is Jesus Christ. In John 3:16, we all know the verse. We can quote it. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him will not perish, but have eternal life. That's the promise we got. That's the reason Jesus was sent here. I got to pray. Dear Lord, I just come before You, and Lord, while You have so many things You have laid on my heart, and You've laid, just shut me down, Lord, and take this where You want it to go. Let me be Your mouthpiece, but don't let this be about a Matt message. Let this be a God message. In Your name we pray. Amen. So when you prepare these messages or when you try to find something that you want to talk about, man, it's hard. Sometimes it's really hard. But this one was not that hard. But there's just a lot of stuff. Because God is so good, and I don't think we fully understand how good He is. So let's start in Ephesians 2. The title of mine is Made Alive in Christ. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and your sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of the world and the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. So right there's what I want you to take from this whole thing. Guys, we don't deserve to be here today. We don't deserve to worship a God that was sinless. Okay, we deserve His wrath. And those of us that are parents, you know, have your kids felt your wrath before? Mine probably have. Morgan will tell you she still feels it every day. I don't know about that. But, guys, that's the wrath we should be getting from God. Okay? But because of His great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive in Christ, even when we were dead in our transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. In order that in that the coming ages he might show you incomparable riches of his grace expressed in the kindness to us in Christ Jesus. So we understand, Emily kind of hit it on the head. You know, we have immense joys. You know, 2.5 years ago, I couldn't have imagined, or I don't know how long it's been for sure, but that's my mind. Logan stands per saying, Mom. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. But that's the grace and the riches that God is bestowing on us. You know, the wedding is another one. I was glad to be a part of it. They could have had the wedding without me. You know. They could have said, Uncle Matt's not coming to Georgia. Man, when I got the invitation, I booked flights the next day. And then people told me, you're crazy for flying. It's an 8-hour drive. I don't care. I don't care. I'm not driving. And God's grace got us there. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God. Not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared us in advance for us to do. Understand, he knows where you're going to be this afternoon. He's already put all the wheels in motion to put people in your path this afternoon for you to show his love, for you to show his grace. And that goes on for eternity. He knows the exact moment he's coming back. We don't. But up until that moment, our plan is already in God's head, or in God's mind, or in motion. Anybody a planner? Patsy, you are, right? You're a planner? Yes, so is Chris. Les, are you? Nah, me either. That's the beauty of God's grace. Is I don't care what I'm doing tomorrow. Okay? I don't care what I have for supper on Wednesday. I always tell Chris, have I ever eaten it or not eaten anything you fixed? I said, look at me. Yeah, I was 252 pounds. I eat. But the planner in her wants to know. And God's plan for us is already there. We just don't know it. We don't know it. So any blessings you have in your life, understand, it comes by God's grace. Nothing else. You can go to work every day. You can make as much money as you want. You can have the nicest house, the nicest car, the nicest whatever. Understand, God's grace is what got you that. I'm glad everybody has a good work ethic and goes to work. God got you that job. God gave you the skills to get that job. That's part of his blessing. Your job is his blessing of richness for you. Remember that. As I get up at, 6:15 tomorrow, I won't lie and say I get up at 5:30. That's when my alarm goes off. But as I get up at 6:15 tomorrow, I got to remember that. That's my blessing. That's God's plan for me. That's God showing me grace to go sell Coca-Cola tomorrow. And I love my job. I don't like all the policies and some of the things we have to do, but I love the face-to-face interaction. Now, you don't have to turn there. I'm just going to read 2 Thessalonians 2, 6 and 17. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ Himself and our God our Father, who has loved us and given us everlasting consolation and good hope by grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. God wants you to do good things. You're not going to earn your way into heaven by doing good things, but God wants you to do good things. Kind of like a parent and a child. Or I'll use a different analogy. How about we got a new puppy? And about a year ago, we put my dog down. It was 15. And I was kind of heartbroken. The girls were heartbroken. That's who they grew up with. We had to put him down. He was getting pretty bad. And I didn't get an outside dog. And we got two pampered princesses in the house. And I didn't need another dog. Well, I found a dog, and he was the best kind of dog. He was cheap. Found him at an Amish greenhouse when we were picking up pepper plants or something. And somebody was carrying around this dog, and I was like, what is this? His mom is a Australian Shepherd Border Collie mix, and they told me they don't know what the dad is. I have two suggestions, and I hope it's the one. It's either Beagle or St. Bernard, and I'm hoping it's Beagle, because I don't want a St. Bernard. But he's pretty cool. He's smart, but he is a puppy. Okay? So what do we have to do with puppies? He can't earn my love. He's already got it. And he knows it. Okay? No matter what he does, I still love this little dude. He's about this big. He's pretty cool. But he's a barn dog. And he's not coming in the house. We let him up on the patio, but that's as far as he gets to the house. But he is a puppy, and he does some really, really dumb things. But you know what? At the end of the night, I take him back to his bed, and I say, you're a good dog. I love you. Good night. And he just sits there. He's learned how to sit, so he thinks every time he sits, he should get a treat. So that's what he does now. He takes two steps and sits. No more treats, bud. I know you know how to sit. But that's the way we are as Christians. Okay? We get so eager and we get so wound up in what's going on in our lives. We do dumb things. And you know what? We're not going to earn God's love back. It never left. He already showed you His love. He hung on a tree. For you. For me. Guys, you cannot earn that. So every night when God puts me to bed, He taps me on the behind and He says, I love you. You're dumb. But I love you anyway. That's grace. That's grace. Ephesians 2, I'll just repeat it, 5 through 10. Even when we were dead in our trespasses, God made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved and raised up together and made us to sit in the heavenly places in Christ. So guys, understand, we don't deserve to be there. But where are we going to sit for eternity? Because of God's grace. We're going to sit with our Lord and Savior and our Father for eternity. Not for 10 days on vacation. Not for 3 years or 30 years or 50. For eternity. Do we think we can do a couple things here on earth for God? Again, you're not going to earn His love. He's already given it to you. Sometimes we get confused with mercy and grace, right? That's a pretty good definition here. Someone described the difference in grace and mercy as, mercy is what keeps sinful men from getting what they deserve, which is death. Grace is sinful man getting what he does not deserve, which is salvation. So understand, and I know I'm hammering this, and I know it probably is repetitive. Understand, what we deserve is to die and be without the presence of God forever. What we get because of grace is living in eternity at the right hand of God. That's what He gave us. That's what He gave us. The kindness of God provides sinners with a means of finding full pardon and relief from sin. Titus chapter 2, verses 11 through 13. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, what I want you to take from that verse is it appeared to all men. Okay? God's grace is not something He dangles in front of us as Christians or as Matt or whatever. He gave His love to all men. When He came and lived on the earth for 30-some years, that was for everyone. That wasn't for Baptists, that wasn't for Methodists, that wasn't for Pentecostal, that wasn't for Catholics. That was for all of mankind. So many times, though, we try to compartmentalize what God did. We try to say, well, He just did that for us Bible preaching churches. And the Catholics say, well, he did that for us. Guys, I'm here to tell you, when we get to heaven, that's a song, pretty cool one. But when we get to heaven, everyone that had a relationship with Jesus Christ is going to be there. And you're not going to have your own separate wing. Okay, you Catholics are over here. You Mennonites are over here. You Methodists are back here. Baptists are here. Guys, you know what we're going to do? We're going to glorify God together as mankind. It's finally going to be the celebration He deserves that we can't give Him here. And we get to be a part of it. That's pretty cool. Because we sure don't deserve it. Acts 20, verse 28, Paul, he's speaking to the Ephesians and the elders of a church, and he says, therefore take heed to yourselves and to all of the flock, among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God, which He purchased with His own blood. We don't own this church. We don't own the namesake Open Arms Christian Church. We are God's instruments to be here. He purchased that a long time ago on a tree. And he knew right then we were going to be here. So here's what I'm on. Man, you guys are going to have early lunch. Grace is an absolute essential in salvation. No mere man can save anyone. Okay? Think about the things Jesus did when he was here on earth. Think about the guys he made walk. Think about the people he made see. Think about the people he healed leprosy. He brought them back from the dead. Think about that. Have we seen anything like him since? No. We're going to see it again. When he comes back, we will be whole. No more aches and pains. No more cancer. No more miscarriages. No more marriage troubles. No more financial troubles. Guys, we will be whole. And that's not by anything we can do. It's only by his grace. If you have ever thought about grace and mercy, I hope what you decide is, man, grace is pretty cool. Mercy, I hope that in every dealing you have from here on out, you can show somebody mercy. Because what's that showing? It's showing God's love. Listen, I don't know that we can... Well, we can show grace. We can't show grace. I know that makes no sense. We show grace to our kids because sometimes our kids just deserve their behinds beat. Sometimes we give them a hug and brush them off. Right? Guys, if we think about our children and we think about everything that we come in contact with through the eyes of us and our God, our perspective changes. Because I don't deserve anything that I have. Including, most importantly, my salvation. Praise God that he didn't give up on me because I was a turd. Still am. But you know what I know? I know that at the end of the day, when he comes back, I'm going with him. And I to deserve it. Other than say, yeah, God, I want to have a relationship with you. Yeah, God, I'm not perfect. I want to get deeper with you. Yeah, God, I'll get up and preach and share half of my life that people don't care about and my wife gets embarrassed and it is what it is. I'll do that for you. Guys, I didn't earn any of that. He gave that all to me. Most importantly, he gave me my salvation. If you want to know more about that today, I challenge you, and I don't know if we need to get Doug or whatever. Doug and Jimmy, are we doing Can? I'm wrapping up. Hey, Brenna, would you go? Oh, Julie's going to ring the bell. But go tell him I'm about done. If you want to know more about that salvation piece, if you want to know more about God's mercy and God's grace, we're going to offer an invitation here today. And we're, you know, our prayer is every week that we start saving some souls. It doesn't have to be inside the church, the corporate church. Our job as Christians is to go out there and save some souls outside. And our hope and our prayer is that God puts you in positions to be able to do that. And God gives you the words. If you'll trust Him and take that leap of faith, He will give you everything you need to know to lead somebody to Christ. And if you don't know, call Les. Call me. Call Matt. Call Jesse. Call any of your partners in here. Because you are not going through anything, including leading somebody to Christ, that somebody else hasn't already done. That's the beauty of the church. But you show them God's love, God's mercy, God's grace through your actions. You can't go wrong. You can't go wrong. Because at the end of the day, we want it to be a flood going to heaven. Okay? I want those clouds to be busting at the seams with people. Because that's what our God deserves. So if you have questions about that, feel free to come today. If you want to begin your relationship with Christ and learn more about salvation, learn more about grace and mercy, come today. Don't wait. We're not promised tomorrow. Don't wait. Today's your day. Today is your day. And if you just have prayer needs.